Module 9, Ethics. Ethics is a set of standards used to judge from right and wrong. In the workplace, it can refer to the act of fair competition, acting honestly, and treating coworkers and management respectively. Every day, managers will need to make ethical decisions that will affect their employees as well as themselves. That's why it is very important that the manager understands their company's ethical obligations so that they can not only meet the requirements set forth, but to also display appropriate behavior for their employees and coworkers. Benefits of an ethical environment. An office that creates an ethical environment is an office where employees can feel safe and trusted. Employees that work in this type of environment are proven to work harder and increase productivity over time. When workers know their management follows a code of ethics, they are more inclined to go above and beyond for them and excel in their work. Additional benefits: enables open communications between management and employees. Employees are more likely to report misconduct. Lead by example. Since good ethics are first noticed at the top, management must lead by example. Employees may sit through seminars or see a poster in the break room about good ethics, but they are truly learning ethics from the people that surround them, including management. So as a key tool in this learning process, it is important that, as a manager, you are up to speed on the company's code of ethics and how to carry them out. Remember, managers are to uphold the ethical standards for the entire company. Employees, look to you for guidance. Give them an example worth following. Ensuring ethical behavior. Now that you are leading your employees by example in your ethical behavior, how do you ensure the ethical behavior in others? Many companies use various types of ways to first instill their ethics and then ensuring they are carried out, such as training programs or handbooks. Some use bribes and rewards that are given when good ethical behavior is seen. The opposite method is also used, in which employees are quickly disciplined when they display unethical behavior. This effect is normally done in a semi-private way to make an example of the employee and discourages others from committing the same act or acts. Both methods should be used with caution since they can actually lead to unethical behavior. As a manager, it is up to you as to how you can effectively ensure ethical behavior in your workplace. Example methods: reward programs, discipline programs, training sessions including posters, handbooks, and manuals. Addressing unethical behavior. Unethical behavior is never fun to catch. One of the main problems after witnessing such behavior is how to address it properly so that the behavior can be corrected. Employees can have a hard time exposing unethical behavior if it is not clearly defined or runs a risk of retaliation of some sort. Managers can face the same problems at times, so it is best for the company to create some sort of policy or procedure on how to report any witnessed behavior. With clear instructions outlined, employees and managers don't have to hesitate reporting the unethical behavior. Key points to addressing the unethical behavior. Speak directly with the employee, preferably in private. Use empathy and understanding, but remain firm that the behavior was inappropriate. Adhere to the company policy and the consequences stated. Carry out such consequences and remind the employee, if still in your employ, that this type of behavior is unacceptable. Case study. Jacob was reviewing the employee expense accounts and noticed that one of the employees, Janet, has overdrawn her account several times recently. The items were not business-related and were very expensive. Jacob knew he had instructed all of his employees not to use their company accounts for personal use, and if they did so, then they could face termination. He spoke with Janet privately and discussed what he had recently found. Janet tried to explain that she did nothing wrong since she always paid back the accounts before the end of the month. Jacob restated the company policy that stated where employees are not to use the accounts for personal use. He was forced to terminate Janet based on her unethical behavior and inability to adhere to company policy. Although she was a popular agent in the office, Jacob knew his decision was correct and hopefully would encourage others to make better ethical decisions in the office.